It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
No job growth, but maybe some hope.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This morning, the government reported U.S. employers cut 20,000 jobs in January, but the official unemployment rate fell to a five-month low of 9.7%. And economist Michelle Meyer at Barclays Capital says that jobless rate seems to be on the way down.
It likely peaked some point in the fall at 10.1%, and we do think that we should see unemployment rate trend lower, maybe in a choppy fashion, but we do think that there's a downside as the economy starts to add jobs and the recovery builds momentum.
The fragility of that recovery has sure been weighing on stocks. But after diving yesterday, the S&P 500 is up 0.1%, the NASDAQ up 0.4%, the Dow is up, well, less than a point. It's at 10,002. European markets, though, are down something like 2%, and Asian stocks were down more like 3% today. Toyota's president apologized today for the automaker's failures. Akiya Toyota did not announce a recall of the new Prius. The company is still deciding what to do about that car's braking problems. Marketplace's Elisa Roth says rival car makers are trying to take advantage here by convincing Toyota owners to switch.
Do you drive a Toyota? Would you like to reconsider that? Your local GM dealer is here to help. So are Ford and Chrysler. In fact, a lot of competitors are offering incentives to Toyota drivers who want to jump ship. Marianne Keller is an industry analyst. She doesn't see how a trade-in would work.
In today's world, right now, who will buy a used Toyota? Not too many people. Therefore, a dealer cannot value your trade. The auction industry cannot sell Toyotas. So the market for used Toyotas is right now frozen.
A frozen market means nobody knows what a Toyota's worth. It's Juan Flores' job to figure that out. He's in charge of vehicle valuation at Kelley Blue Book, and he says Toyota's values have only dropped about 2%. But the unofficial value could be a lot less than that. He says buy a Toyota through someplace like Craigslist, and you could probably get a pretty good deal.
I'm sure there are a few people that are looking at this vehicle, purchasing it now at a discounted price, and are going to wait a few weeks until they get it repaired.
And Flores says once dealers start selling Toyotas that were recalled, they'll get even cheaper, because there'll be a glut. And it won't be just the used cars that are a bargain.
There will be some downward pressure initially on the new vehicle side, since every consumer that was previously considering a Toyota knows that those vehicles that are sitting on dealers' lots have some safety issues.
In any case, though, he thinks this is all temporary. And in a couple of years, after everybody stops talking about this mess, Toyotas will be worth just as much as they were before. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Last month, Google complained about a major espionage attack that it claimed originated in China. Well, now there's word the company has turned to America's top electronic intelligence watchdog, the National Security Agency, to help foil future attacks. Which might make you wonder, will the government now have access to all my Google searches? Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
The Washington Post quotes knowledgeable sources as saying an agreement between the company and the NSA provides for the sharing of critical information without violating Google's policies or online privacy laws. But neither the company nor the NSA are commenting officially, which worries Greg Nozheim, legal counsel at Washington Center for Democracy and Technology.
really, we need to get some more disclosure from Google about what it has agreed to do and from the NSA about what it has agreed to do. And also, what is it that Google has said it won't share with the NSA?
Nozheim says Google has the legal authority to cooperate with the government, and he agrees sharing appropriate information could make it easier to defend against future attacks. Still, he worries that privacy safeguards remain fuzzy.
The important thing here is to draw the line so the sharing of limited attack information doesn't morph into ongoing monitoring of innocent activity.
Nozheim suggests some kind of independent oversight might be needed to prevent unwarranted snooping. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Schools in rural areas are in trouble. A study out today from the Alliance for Excellent Education finds more than 20% of the poorest performing high schools are in rural areas. The study concludes the problems in rural education are a national crisis, as Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
One in four rural high school students won't graduate. And Bob Wise, the president of the Alliance for Excellent Education, says federal policymakers aren't paying enough attention.
If you're not seen or heard every day, perhaps you're out of mind.
And without money from Washington, Wise, a former governor of West Virginia, says rural schools will fall further behind.
Because let's be honest, the federal government is about the only player that can afford to move forward. Almost every state is facing a budget shortfall and will for the next several years.
One special challenge for rural school districts, a wave of immigrants.
Rural areas that 10, 15 years ago did not have one word of foreign language spoken in them now have to offer English language learning courses.
Wise says technology could help close the gap. For example, students could take language courses online once internet connections are upgraded. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And finally, here's the week in business in 60 seconds. This is the Marketplace Minute. Toyota must be in a panic, with the leaders frantic, the dealers manic. They can't control a Toyota Corolla. They can't guarantee us we're safe in a Prius. It only takes a couple mistakes when one is the gas and the other's the brakes. The iPad is having a fight with the Kindle and making the margins at Amazon dwindle. Lost is back on ABC. It's network TV, which means that it's free. Except if you think of your time as money, your financial losses, not even funny. Europe's in debt, which is slamming the euro, says Stephen Beard in our London bureau. Stephen is wonderful, don't you agree? We'll see you at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.